from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Nick Bolton was probably, and it still is maybe, one of three players that we and a lot of people have discussed that could get an extension at one point before this season, right? Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, the three names that have been discussed plenty.
Sure.
And then I saw Nick Bolton did an interview with the folks over at the Draft Network and kind of caught up and recapped his season. I think he was promoting, he's got a partnership or something with Campbell's and their new chunky, spicy, Nashville-style hot chicken soup. Is that a long enough title for you? That's a lot of things. That's why the Draft Network did the interview. And so they were asking about, you know, his partnership and all that. But then the more interesting thing is they said, hey, quote, you're entering a contract season in 2024. It's the fourth year of your rookie deal. Are you hoping to negotiate an extension before the season? This is the quote from Nick Bolton. Honestly, no, I don't want to talk extension before training camp. I just want to focus on getting through the season. We have one goal in mind right now, and that's being the first team to ever win three Super Bowls in a row. That's our mindset. I'll let my contract handle itself after our season. I want to just go out there and play the best football I can play. I'm hoping at the end of the year we can see we're the first team ever, say we're the first team ever, to win three in a row. So there's not an extension happening before the season, and the fact that a player...
Or at least he's making it sound like he doesn't want one, which is weird.
Who does... This tells me that the number... It doesn't even mean that the Chiefs don't want to give him an extension. It means whatever dollar amount that has potentially been discussed...
There's some space.
There's a disagreement on one's worth and how they value said position. I don't think this means that they're not interested in keeping him long-term. I think it is like, hey, this is the dollar amount, and they clearly are way off. And he thinks perhaps, maybe with his play this year, that he can actually convince them or can get more money on the open market somewhere after the season. This tells me that... We've been talking about three guys, two of the three getting extensions, and we've been saying Creed Humphrey, maybe it's Nick Bolton. Well, now it gets more interesting for Trey Smith. Is there a chance he's the guy that they end up actually valuing more?
That's definitely in the table, because I read it the same way as you. It is hard to hear that quote, and the immediate thought here is, like, all right, time to read between the lines. What's Nick Bolton? That's interesting. Who says they don't want to sign an extension before the final year of their rookie deal? That's weird. This makes it sound like Nick Bolton was like, I'd like $17 million a year. And the Chiefs are like, how about 12? And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, 12. That sounds pretty good, right? And he's like, that's not anywhere close to the number I'm looking for. He's like, pass. I don't want an extension. That, by the way, I wouldn't say that this means there's a 0% chance he gets an extension before the season. It is significantly less likely than I would have thought a week ago, a day ago, 2 days ago.
I mean, how am I supposed to think that's...
It could be, you know how this is. You say those things in an effort to negotiate sometimes. Where you're like, I don't even care if I get a deal.
This is different than the normal, like, hey, you know, have you had conversations with the Chiefs on your contract? Like, I'm going to let my agent handle that. I'm going to focus and play. We hear that 90% of the time. That's... I'm with you where that still means something gets done. When the player flat out says, honestly, no, I don't want to talk extension before camp. I'm going to let my contract handle itself after the season. Not, he's not saying I'm going to play and I'll let my agent handle it. He's saying I'm going to let it handle itself.
I'll let my play speak for itself and then someone's going to pay me.
Yeah.
His problem is that middle linebacker is not a valuable position to most organizations. The linebackers who get paid, the Fred Warners of the world, they get to the quarterback, and he is not that type of linebacker. What's fascinating about this to me from the pay end is I always just kind of assume Nick Bolton get paid because of the way Steve Spagnuolo talks about him and the way this team gushes about how important he is to their defense. Now, I will say, they did a pretty good job drafting linebackers, too. Leo Chanel has a real chance of taking a pretty strong leap forward, in my opinion, this year. And you're not going to extend everybody. Some guys are going to be difficult cuts or cheaper cuts or price adjustment guys. Who's to say it can't be Nick Bolton? On the Trey Smith end, I would say it makes a 10% more likely Trey Smith is here if Nick Bolton's not. But that feels like the one you're supposed to play out the string on. Give Creed his money. Make sure that, let's see where you are on the young left tackle second year of Juwan Taylor deal before you start paying another offensive lineman. Look, if it's not looking like Juwan Taylor is going to stick for more than a year at right tackle, you might want to start paying the guard to make sure things are lined up. Or looks like maybe you don't have the right left tackle in Kingsley Suamataia. Well, you might go need to spend on that. Can't be paying Trey. If you're doing that with guard, specifically with Trey Smith at right, I'd wait. I'd just wait. I'd wait and I'd see, and I'd see where the price tag is at based on where my offensive line performance is at. Nick Bolton feels like the kind of guy you were supposed to pay now.
Do you want to be in the position, though, where you feel like you need to take an offensive lineman early in the draft? If, say, Trey Smith goes away, you don't want to
pony but you can up, sign him, like, you know? I mean, you're making that determination based on how well your tackles play.
Well, I think that just for the sake of keeping the offensive line the way that it is, I think that Trey Smith would be more of a priority. I know that it's hard to say that, but I think that just given the protection of Patrick Mahomes, offensive line being solid, the linebacker position being one that they've drafted well, and also we talk about them being a more recycled position on defense.
Well, both are, right? Guard and not Joe Tooney-level guards, but guards and linebackers typically are more replaceable than other positions.
They have been in the league.
Now, for Trey Smith, I think they will let this thing play out this season and see where he's at and see where the rest of the offensive line is at. 913-586-7610. Someone says he's focused on the season, winning a three-peat, not because he wants to be paid like Fred Warner. You guys are just talking about how much Spags loves him. You think the Chiefs don't value him? Come on, this is your narrative. Where did we say the Chiefs don't value?
Spags values him significantly.
To start the conversation, we noted that it doesn't mean, in fact, I think specifically said, it doesn't mean the Chiefs don't want to sign him to an extension. It means that perhaps their view on their value is different. Not that they don't value him. Value as in he thinks he might be worth 15 or 16, let's say, and they think he's worth 12. We don't know the numbers, neither do you. But the point is, it's not normal for a player that is due for a contract extension for them to just say, you know what, I'm good with waiting till after the season. Especially at a linebacker position. We aren't talking about a star quarterback that's saying I'm going to risk it and I think I can go earn myself way more money. It's not normal for a linebacker to say that unless he thinks that the dollar amount is so far off that that is his only option is to play out
the
season.
Then in June he's saying, no contract talks for me. That's a lot of time you've wiped away. There's 8 weeks before the season to figure out a negotiating thing. To me, that suggests that the number is not, that it's not just not close. It's not like 12 to 15 gold, that it's like 12 to 18, 12 to 20. It's like, because if it was a $2-3 million gap, there's time to make that up. Mm. There's time to find a middle. I almost feel like if you're just washing it away, there's a significant gap between these two.
What category do you put him in, though? Like, I think in terms, I know you mentioned Fred Warner. Like, do you think he's a Matt Milano? Do you think he's a Patrick Queen? What comp, I guess, in terms of who would you think he's like?
Well, he's obviously not Fred Warner. I mean, Fred Warner is a completely different style player.
I agree. He's not Roquan Smith. Because the reason I asked that is
the current
contracts right now, Roquan Smith is getting paid $20 million a year. Fred Warner is getting paid $19 million a year. Tremaine Edwards is getting paid $18 million. Then there's a jump down to $14 million.
I don't think anybody believes, nor does even that he's getting $19 or $20 million. I think the question is, are they willing to get to $15 or $16 million?
$15 million would make him the fourth highest paid linebacker.
Right. And that might be part of the problem. But I think from a leadership standpoint in valuing, you know, we talk about the guys wearing the green dot and all that, I think Steve Spagnuolo, when he joined us on our show, we had Spags on after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did.
And he raved about him and how much he talked about the IQ of this defense. Nick Bolton's a big part of that. So it's not that they don't value him. I just think it's pretty telling that this early in the process, before you even get to camp, you already have the player saying, I'm not going to even sign an extension until after the season.
It doesn't seem, I'll say, yeah.
It seems early to say it now.
It does not seem insignificant. It does.
If they were at camp and he was asked this question, he would say, yeah, I'm just trying to get through camp and I just want to get through the season. You still got a month.
Normally they'd say, I'd love to be here. Like the prototypical answer is, love to be here long term. I'm going to leave that to my agent. I'd like to work on something before the season. Sure. The end. And then you and I probably don't even come in today and make a big deal about that conversation because that's the normal things you say. Not, I'll talk to them after the year. My play will do the talking. Which is essentially the comment. I know that's not word for word, but that's essentially the comment that he made.
I mean, I don't want to say that that's a little risky, but it is in some way, shape, or form, where if Bolton's fine, Leo Chanel steps way up. I think that gives the Chiefs more of the upper hand in the situation than where Bolton may be currently now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.